Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 18th episode of season 6. Greetings, salutations. Hope you're doing great.
Salutations.
If you've never listened to this before, I'm Robin from Out of Tired Witch Everywhere, and I'm joined by the beautiful, the ethereal Maria of Magic with Maria Everywhere.
Hello. Everywhere.
Hello,
I am
everywhere.
No Mythos.
We are sorry that we've had a weird few weeks with recording. Maria had some personal things going on, then my whole family got sick. It's been a lot, but we are back, baby.
Let me give a hint about what happened. My dog ate some chicken bones, which, you know, No. Dogs are not supposed to do that. She is okay.
Did this dog learn her lesson? No, she didn't. Did the next day after 2 vet appointments, did she try to eat my AirPods? Yes, she did.
She's just a girl.
She's just a girl. She is very cute and not very smart, but we love her for it.
We love her for it.
We love her for it.
As a reminder, we are having a class this month, as we do every month. This class will be on November 29th. This is hosted by Gabby Hurstick, who I feel like is kind of a household name at this point in witchcraft. She's had some bestseller books. And this class is going to be on sex magic, which is Gabby's like
bread
pride
and, butter.
And joy.
Bread and butter.
There is no better witch to teach us about sex magic than the one, the only, Gabby Hurstick. So join us. We're excited to have you. As a reminder, that is for the library tier and up. Mm-hmm. And then after the class is over, you can buy the class just on its own for $10 to watch. It just won't be a live feed. So join us. Don't join us. But we'd love to have you there.
Yeah, we would. But also, we need some more voicemails. So if you guys want to send us voicemails, please send us voicemails at 351-207-0799. And you can tell us your ghost stories, funny stories, or anything you think the community will love to hear. Obviously, keep it witchy or spirit related. Like,
or don't. Yeah. You can just tell us that you think we're really pretty. We would like to hear that too.
Really pretty and very smart. Lie to us. Make us feel good.
I sneezed. If you've just joined us this week, every week we talk about upcoming lunar phases and how you can utilize them in your personal practice. As a reminder, these are not like check-ins for your astrology chart. I recommend going to listening to the Channy podcast if you want that. But that being said, the nearest one to us from when this episode comes out is going, there's one tomorrow, right? From when we're recording right now?
Yeah, it's the full moon. No, the full moon's tonight.
Is it tonight?
Oh, yeah. Well, we're recording on Tuesday.
Yes. The nearest one to us when this comes out is the new moon in Sagittarius, which is November 20th. I think that the new moon in Sagittarius is like anecdotally a very funny new moon. The reason being, if you look up ever anything about like astrology, I don't know if you guys have like the astrological apps and stuff like that, and they tell you certain things like do's and don'ts for the moon, etc. Every time the new moon in Sagittarius comes up, it goes, absolutely no surgical operations on this day.
What?
Have you never seen that?
No.
I see it every year and it makes me giggle.
Okay. Learn new things every single day.
You didn't know that?
Should we also not have doctors who are Sagittarius do surgeries on us too?
I don't know, but it always, every year, and I always mean to mention it, and then I never do. And so I remember this time, and now I'm telling you. It makes me giggle every single time. Absolutely no surgical operations. Are you having appendicitis and you need to get an emergency surgery? Wrong choice. Die.
We tell them to hold off till midnight.
They gotta wait till 12:01.
Oh, hell no.
It really makes me laugh every single time. So anyway, that being said, assuming, of course, you have no surgical operations on this day, I really want to emphasize that I'm just having a hee-hee at that. I need you guys to not like freak out about having surgery. If you need surgery, get your surgery, babes. I think that's crazy.
Please like our astrology with a dose of realism.
Yeah. So the new moon in Sagittarius is a good time to utilize boundaries. And when I say boundaries, I mean pushing personal boundaries. Mm-hmm. It is a new moon where you can kind of see good progress when you get into a little bit of trouble. So maybe we're going to utilize like a finding your voice spell. Maybe you're going to utilize a confidence spell where you're going to get, you know, your crush's attention. It's kind of breaking out of that comfort zone for yourself to see the rewards that you want. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you? What do you think?
So I actually,
like, appendicitis.
Appendicitis, that's what I see. No, I did the monthly outlook today, so it's like fresh in my mind. But I was thinking, you know, how SAGs love to try like new things. Like new things is their like, is their bread and butter. But I was thinking this would be a great new moon if there's like a project that you want to start doing over, you know, we're going into the dark, you know, the darker months where it's going to be very dark and we're going to be spending a lot of time indoors. And that can get stuffy. That can get boring. That can get a very unhappy very, very quick. But having like a project or something like a new craft that you want to do to come home to and to just kind of like unwind with, I think is very great to do. Like, I think like
that reminds me of a thread I saw. Like exactly really? What you just said. Yeah, I saw a thread that was talking about people asking how do they fight the winter blues. And they're like, don't tell me to take vitamin C or get a happy lamp. Like, what are the things? And almost all the recommendations were do something with your hands, listen to an audiobook, watch a comfort show while you do something with your hands. Like, be doing two things at once. It just reminds me of that.
No, I agree. Like, if you want to take up knitting, this would be a great time to like set, you know, intentions towards that. You want to start puzzling? You want to become a puzzler? Do it.
Look at that. You can make a mouse in a sweater.
It's so cute.
I know. This one's Lucy's for Christmas.
I love it.
So cute.
But I really think like just... And I think SAGs never go into anything like too seriously, which helps because you don't want to put too much pressure on yourself when it comes to projects or things that like crafting things that you want to do and want to enjoy. Like, be loosey goosey with it. Are you going to be able to get to it every day? No, but it will be there and it'll be a great like distraction from doom scrolling for a bit or like, you know. Just a distraction from everything that you're like, this is a waste of my time when you're unwinding, but you're unwinding through like something like TikTok.
But you want
like,
it really to be a break. Waste of your time in some ways.
Yes. But this is like a fun where you're like, oh,
it's
look
fun
at
waste
there.
Of time.
It's so cute. So every episode we talk about tarot. Previous seasons, we have talked about individual meanings of cards. We have gone over like talking about the whole sections in tarot. Like we talked about the minor arcana, the major arcana. the aces, the ones, the court cards, all of that jazz. And then last season we talked about topics like what cards represent friendship, what cards represent love. And this season we're kind of going back to our roots. We're talking about individual cards, but we're doing it as like a collective group reading. And as all things that deal with the collective and with group readings, if it doesn't resonate with you, that is okay. That just means you're not part of this group that needs to hear this message. But hopefully it resonates with you. Group three. If we could pull multiple cards, if we had time to that, we would do it. Okay. Let's go ahead and see what pops out.
I'm surprised.
Okay. So we got the Nine of Pentacles. And I think this is perfect for this time of year. We have really, most of us have been plugging away all year. And yes, are we still going to have to plug away November, December, January? Yes, absolutely. But it's kind of like a time to like sit back and enjoy what you built and enjoying like everything's kind of like smooth-ish running. You know the ropes, you're not going to be like struggling to get to where you are now. It does not make sense. But yeah, you have achieved something. You have reached a milestone.
And something has been occurring. And yeah. When this occurs, the date is today and we are here celebrating the day. So yeah, exactly. Think about that.
But also with it being the holidays and like giving gifts and stuff to people, I think this card speaks on that too. Just kind of like sharing, your plenty with others. This doesn't mean you got to spend money, guys. This is also means like sharing your talents, anything that you're spending your time and energy on, like Robin knits. So Robin's probably going to be handing a lot of knitted material out as gifts. And like, but so much time, energy, and love went into creating these. And it's, part of a goal she has set out for herself this entire year was to get better at knitting and to do more knitting projects. And look
and
at
I
her.
Have.
Look now at look her at me. Now.
I've made an entire mouse army. I have a flock of geese. I've made like 3 sweaters. I just, who even is she?
But how about you? What do you feel?
Excuse me. I don't have a lot to add here, if I'm being really honest with you. I was going to contribute about the gifting because I do feel like this is like a card of a lady of leisure. It's about, having this wealth and getting to share it as we want, right? So the thing is that I feel like a lot of people take with this card is it being too literal. Because pentacles do have this earthly, monetary attachment to it. I think that we kind of, as humans, especially right now, we're living in late stage capitalism. Everything is bad. If you are, God forbid, on SNAP, this might be a really hard month for you. Knock on wood that you have a good community that is supporting you. But I think that we get a little lost in the sauce on it being so literal that wealth has to be this monetary thing. And the reality is, I think, is that wealth is in the eye of the beholder. It is down to how we view it, right? And with everything going on right now, kind of exactly like you said about the giving out knitted things and focusing on that sort of thing, I think that that's what we need to be leaning into. And that's what this card is telling us, is that our wealth is around us, even if it isn't literal.
Yeah. I think many people, as you said, get confused with the whole financial aspect that is tied up with the pence. But pence,
which
is
makes
not,
sense. That's not a dig.
Yeah. Pence is not just that, though. It's also time and energy, which are also earthly matters. And time and energy is very expensive, darlings.
Yes, it is.
As an adult, we all know this.
As an adult in the year of our Lord, 2025.
Yes, we are all exhausted.
She doesn't like it when I say that, guys.
So any little bit of time that we get to create something and make something for those that we love is, it's a little.
It's good. It's positive.
Yeah, it's good.
finally finishing our element series. I know you guys were on the edge of your seat there. You're like, is it happening? Is it ever going to happen? Do they hate us? Do they want us dead? The answer is, of course, yes. But we are finally finishing it. So that being said, to conclude our elemental mini series. Whoa, look at my hand. To conclude our elemental mini series, at least it's not zooming. Yeah. We are going to talk about above and below.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to give your definition of above and below, and I will give my definition of above and below?
Of course. But first, I do think talking about, like, I know that a lot of people do not add this to their circles. I didn't for the longest time. And the person that I got it from was Kate Blue, who just released a book, Word Witch, and you should read it because it's fantastic. But anyways, I digress. But she includes it in hers. And anytime that I went to a retreat, she would do it. And I was like, that just makes so much sense. Like, why would you ignore what is happening above and what is happening below? And I think the whole process of like going through the entire circle and then like wrapping up, you know, doing above, below, and center, which we talked about center last time, it just like bring it makes us, you know, it feels like it makes a sphere of power rather than just a circle of power. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I actually do not include above and below in my circle making, but I believe in above and below very strongly. It's a very big part of my personal occult philosophy. So,
yeah.
Anyway, go on. Explain to the audience your perception of above and below.
But okay, so I do a lot of like hedge crossing in my practice. So above and below is very important to my practice because I do the whole like go, like if I'm going to a certain place when I am hedge crossing, it's much easier to kind of like break them apart in different areas. Like you have midworld, which I would consider center, which I think I talked about last episode.
I think
which
you did,
is like, you know, it's like earth like sort of aspects, but more on the other plane. So we're seeing like fae, we're seeing fairies, like things like that. We're seeing elements. But so when I choose to go above, that is me like I'm going to go talk to deities that are from the, you know, that are sky, or I'm going to work with sky elementals, or I'm going to be, well, between that, that's mainly why I go above. But when I'm calling above, it also represents like I'm bringing my dreams down to reality and like inspiration if I need bursts of creativity and anything that represents, you know, the magician. He has his hands above and below. He all of like what he wants to create is above, and it's not quite reality yet. It's kind of like in this like liminal state where nothing's really being done about it. Really big ace energy, and it's us deciding to actually do something with that energy that does exist. It just does not exist on our plane, and kind of like bring it into our plane. So when I call above, that is what I'm calling down, the sky deities, and also anything that I want to create for the spell. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. I feel so.
Here, you talk about above and then we'll go into below.
Well, okay, so it is important to note for anybody listening, before we have an occultist listening to us who's going to be all, bah! An occult bro I'm speaking of specifically, all occultists are not built the same. above and below originally does come from the Emerald Tablet and has been adopted into occult philosophy and like hermeticism, etc. It comes from the line, I pulled it up so I wouldn't misquote myself. just kidding, I didn't pull it up. It's right here. Okay. That which is below corresponds to that is above, and that which is above corresponds that which is below to accomplish the miracles of the one thing. I believe that that is not the exact quote, but instead a what's that called when you like summary? Mm-hmm. Is that the word I'm looking for here? A summarization?
To summarize?
God, I'm so hot. Anyway, above and below for me is similar but different to how Maria views it. Mm-hmm. It's for me, it is cause and effect. Above and below is the fact that we are all connected, all people, all energies, spirits, deities, energy is all connected. So for me, my viewpoint on it is that if I kind of speak in matter of facts and absolutes to what I want, then what I want will happen for me because it's an absolute truth. There's like, it's like this idea that there is multiple planes of existence and you have the microcosm and macrocosm theory, meaning that the microcosm is the like miniature version of the universe, which is us. And then you have the macrocosm, which is the universe. And so if you speak in these absolutes and there is a version of the universe that that's already occurring in and we're pulling that energy into it.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree. It's the whole magician energy.
Believer in as above, so below, because I'm in my experience, my belief system, my life, I believe in spirits, and I believe that spirits, not spirit, but spirits, like ghosts, ghouls, goblins, as opposed to like God, right? Just exists on a different plane that is aligned with our own.
Absolutely.
And so it's a huge like backbone for my personal philosophy in magic.
Mm-hmm.
No, does that make sense?
I feel a little bit
like Plato right now. A little bit like Aristotle, baby.
No, it's the whole magician card. Literally on our magician's table, like there is all the astrology symbols, which shows that you are divinely like blessed by the universe. And whatever you want to create is there for your taking as long as you, you know, as you said, you know, you speak in absolutes and you go and you get it for yourself, like, you know, through energy transfer. But what does so when you call, if you would call on above, like for a circle, what would it mean for you?
For me, the idea of like calling on above or acknowledging the above, et cetera, is acknowledging the other side, the unknown, the divine, the universe, the everything that the great, perhaps, actually just wrote about the great perhaps for a proposal for my next book that I'm working on. It is everything that is unknown, that we are unsure of, that we have faith in, that we believe in, that, you know, it doesn't matter what spiritual or religious background you have, faith is the great perhaps. Mm-hmm. And the above is that.
Yeah.
Christians. Yeah. Believe in the great perhaps.
Yeah.
Like that is what it is. That it, and my version of the great perhaps looks different perhaps to their great perhaps. Yeah. But the above is just that. That's all it is. It is the
It's potential.
It is the I believe that this will happen. I believe in this. Mm-hmm. Whether that is I believe in God, I believe in ghosts, I believe in the divine, I believe in energy, it doesn't matter. It's anything you
what makes
can't
that
tangibly
weird.
Touch.
I think that's what makes it weird is for me, I have like so many deities that I work with that are in different places. So I don't have that when I call above. Above means I'm calling like specific sky deities or like specific like elemental energies. For me, calling above like it is divine, but it's not the divine. You know what I mean? Like the underworld is just as important for me as what above is.
Right.
Does that make sense? Or even
but
like
to see, but to me,
the world
see, for
is
me,
just as important.
The above includes the underworld.
Oh, that's so
below
see?
Is here for me. This is I am touching the below for me. I am the microcosm. It is here. You are a part of that. Like right here, the tangible that I can touch is the below for me. And the above is everything that I have faith in.
That's that was so wild.
The other side, the underworld, it is balance. It is black and white. It is tangible and faith. It is everything in between. It is fae and the fairy house that I built.
Yeah. Well, I think this is a good segue into below then.
Yeah.
But for me, the below is literally spirits, like spirits of ancestors, guides of like anyone who has passed or even like my past life selves that have passed. When I call upon the below, I'm also calling upon Hecate and asking for her to help ferry the spirits up that I need to help achieve my goals that I'm doing the spell for. Mm-hmm. And then also I am leaning, when I call upon the below, I'm also calling upon the knowledge of the past. I'm calling upon the knowledge of like the whole process of, you know, death. Like we learn through failure. We learn through things that have not worked out. We learn through decay, mm-hmm. and kind of like bringing them up in order to create new growth. So, but yeah, for me, spirit is all below. So when I'm calling spirit, I'm literally calling my spirits up to come and help me with the spell.
Mm-hmm. For me, the below, like I said, is everything tangible, and tangible things also have energy and power. If I was calling the below in a circle, it would be calling for your energy. It would be calling for my energy. It would be acknowledging every single thing that I have in the physical realm here to utilize in conjunction with everything that I have in the perhaps.
Yeah, which is so funny, like how witches are all different, because for me, that's center, because that is me also calling midworld. In,
okay,
like,
yeah,
so calling and then also bringing midworld to me here on this plane, like of earth, of grounding.
I love that. I love that we have these like different viewpoints on things. I think it makes us really, I don't know, special. I think it's what makes our magic, our practices, like so special.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely agree. I think it's just like with anything that deals with spell work, you have to make it unique to you. If calling the elements and the circle does not, you know, connect with you, you maybe need to make it a little bit unique and think about how your life connects to each of the elements and connects to different things. As I said, you don't have to add the above and below. Robin doesn't to the circle. I was just like, that's fucking awesome. I'm gonna add it. That resonates so deeply. Like, of course I'm going to involve, you know, which I did not mention, but I do, like, the universe and, you know, my dreams and aspirations, and also involve my spirits that are in the underworld and all this other stuff that is involved with the underworld up into the spell. Like, it just captures like this entire world of like witchcraft and spell work and intention setting. And oh no, as I said, a little magical sphere. I love creating it. It's fun. I've actually been calling circles more often within my practice. I wasn't for like the longest time. Just doing a random spell. But I don't know. Lately I've felt called to do it more often for spells, even like small ones.
I love that for you, though. I think that that's really nice. And I think that that's one of those things where, again, we have this reflective moment of our practices change. They're adaptive. They are for what we need in that moment or similar. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think it's really nice.
Thank you.
But yeah, I don't utilize it in my practice or my circle at all, but it is a foundational backbone to my belief system,
because it's already there for you, like
right
with what you're doing and what, because it is there, like when you're doing spell work, you're literally, you know, making something you're creating something, you're bringing it into existence.
Well, I do involve above and below how you mentioned it in my practice. Like, I do that in my practice, but not when I call my circle. Like, it's like two different things that, like, I'm doing. I view it as separately when I do the circle versus, you know, actual spell casting.
Right. I don't know. It's just one of those things where I think it's such a underrated tool. And I think that a lot of people, speaking generally, the biggest disconnect they have in their spiritualism and their witchcraft and their practice, whatever phrasing that you want to use, is that they don't have that basis of their own personal cult philosophy and what, like, why we're all doing this.
And I get it, especially in today's stuff, because we have 100% get it.
Like, I get it, dog.
Us more than most.
I get it. But I also feel like we have to have that basis of faith, whatever that faith is. Otherwise, we are just kids playing in the yard. And there's nothing wrong with being a kid playing in the yard. But simultaneously, like, if you just want to play games, then just play games. Like, if you want to have a meaningful practice, then there needs to be a basis of faith.
Yeah. And I think the whole, you see someone on the internet doing it in a certain way and you're like, oh, I have to do it that way. And then then you decide to do it your own way. And then you get like 20-30 messages being like, you're doing it wrong.
Did you know that you're actually doing it wrong?
It's so aggravating.
Did you know that you're actually a fucking idiot?
Like, I do not, like, I feel so bad for any witches on the internet that did not have that basis of having a practice without the internet's, like, help and guidance, you know? Yeah. So it's very hard. It's like you're getting into this box that you're like, oh, I'm going to join witchcraft to remove myself from this box society has put me in. And then you're like, oh,
just kidding.
JK. I'm in a new one.
JK Rowling. I didn't mean that. I take that back. It literally came out of me like Tourette's. Anyway, sorry.
Robin just cursed the podcast.
Oh my God. I'm sorry. It literally just, I couldn't even help it. It said literally her. Just came out of me.
Said the name. The name of the evil one.
I don't like it. Anyway, I'd like to close that segment and forget that that ever happened. Thank you.
So, Robin, what's stirring your cauldron right now?
I'm really glad this is the first time you've asked me.
Guys, I just asked Robin this very corny question, and she went right into the store she's loving.
Oh my God, I'm sorry for being excited. Okay, sorry. Sorry for being a girl.
I mean, fair. The store that you are
sorry
loving.
Sorry for being a girl. I didn't know that being a woman was a crime. Lock me up, officer. God, you're such a cop. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
Anyway. Ooh, wow. You're gaslighting me now. It's my time to talk. So if you could just, like, relax, that would be great. This is not me, Maria. This is my segment. Thank you.
Well, I know what's not stirring my cauldron this week.
Your bad attitude.
Yours.
Your lack of fun. Oh, my God.
Okay.
What's stirring my cauldron? Thank you for asking. I am making my daughter, I'm refurbishing my daughter a dollhouse for her birthday. I got a 1980s dollhouse. I don't know exactly when it was originally made, that somebody let their kid fuck up. So I am unfucking it up and refurbishing it for my kid for her second birthday. And it's looking really good. I took all the shit. Well, Frank took all the shingles off, and I've been putting new shingles on that are like scalloped ones. Mm-hmm. And I got Kiehl's paint primer because it had like some possible cigarette smoke damage. There was like glitter on it. It was like filthy. So I did a Kiehl's primer a few times. I just did two coats of white on the outside, and I'm going to do the roof like a corally pink. And then the trim the same coral pink. and all the window trims the same coral pink. And then I'm going to paint like different flowers along the bottom. Like it's like a little hedge. And I'm going to do trimming around the doors and on the door that are kind of like Scandinavian inspired. You know, that like folk art that they've got.
Yeah. So I love them. I cannot wait to see photos.
I'm feeling so good about this project and I am excited about it. And we're going to put at the bottom, we're going to say like originally made ? Refurbished for child's name 2025. Second birthday.
I love that. And I'm sure, so, you know, the little one is going to love climbing making, on top of it.
I made this little mouse for it that's going to live in the house. And I'm going to make so the mouse cute. An outfit. I'm going to make it a little dress.
Adorable.
And this frog.
Adorable.
Oh, my God. So that's what I've been working on. And I've been working really hard on it. And I'm very proud. So
you should be.
Thank you.
Look at that time energy, nine of pence energy. Look at you.
Thank you. And I'm over halfway done with the torso of my slime sweater. So
it's looking really good.
I'm feeling really cool. Very good about it.
This time.
Thank you. Thanks, Mom. So, Maria, what's not stirring your cauldron this week?
Well, one, you calling me a cop.
Don't be such a cop then, okay? Have you ever thought about not being such a cop?
That couldn't be. I'm not. I mean, I know that I'm an Aries.
I'm literally just a girl.
But leave me alone.
I am seriously a tiny baby.
Please. I am a tiny baby, okay? But seriously, I feel like October went by like in a blink of an eye.
It was, I agree.
So much fun. It was so much fun. And I enjoyed myself immensely. I went and saw you and did a bunch of like fall-centric activities with the family. And then I went to the Tamed Wild retreat, read a bunch of tarot cards, did a bunch of like ghost shit. And then a whole week of, well, being stressed out about my dog. Then like getting into the fun that is Halloween. And I don't know, it just went by super fast. And I feel it felt like a long month by how much I did. Like, I can't believe I went on two trips in October.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane to me. But it felt long, but didn't feel long. I don't know. Maybe it's just because I don't think I did a bunch of the fall stuff I usually do when I'm hermiting out at home. Like, I didn't make cookies this year. Like, I didn't do some of the stuff that I considered like my always on my fall and autumn to-do list, which kind of sucks. But I feel like I had so much fun in like a new way and still did like ghostly stuff. You and I went and did ghost stuff and it was fun, but I am sad that it's over.
I was talking about that with somebody the other day that I was in one of my spirit readings and they started to cry and they were like, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean to cry. And I was like, it's fine. I was like, I did a reading with Maria in a graveyard and I bawled my eyes out and the entire thing was caught on camera and it's now on Patreon. So cool. Love that for me.
No, such a, like, besides Robin crying. Yes, seeing Robin cry was such a good
time. She likes to see me cry. Again, she's a cop, guys.
Such a cancer. Oh, my God.
Oh,
anyways,
my God.
Anyways, but I am excited about November. I feel like November feels, well, I actually pulled this card for the monthly outlook. It feels very hermit.
Yeah.
Hermit energy, which I am digging. I am digging. I am for it. I am investing in it. But yeah.
If you just tuned in this week, every week we talk about creatives that we are loving right now. This could be anyone. This could be shops, artists, accounts, books, other podcast, doesn't matter. It's whatever we have organically found to share with you. As a reminder, these are not ads. But that being said, if you have got someone that you think the community would love to hear, send us a DM, send us an email. We want to hear about who you think the community needs to hear about. So send them to us so we can give them a shout out. That being said, Maria, who you fucking with this week, girl?
I will say that I don't own this deck. I've only seen it on Lorraine Spirit Elements Instagram. It is the Grim Tells Tarot, and it just looks super cute, and I really want it. It has like a really big Tim Burton Tim Burton vibe to it, and it's just very cute, and it's that like collage art that I love very much, and I really want it. I want to get it, and I'm going to dream about it until I do get it. I literally actually just bought Lorraine's deck, the Winter Witch tarot, which has very beautiful art that she wrote for. So, but I want the Grim Tales tarot too. Give it to me. Give it to me, please. How about you? I haven't heard this person before in my life.
First of all, please don't gaslight me, okay? Thank you. It's only 11:24 in the morning, and I haven't had enough coffee for this sort of attitude that you're throwing in my direction. Thank you very much. Now, that being said, as this is the first time Maria's heard this, I'm fucking with my friend's shop. Her shop is made by Madison Ann. Madison is a felter. She made a pencil scarf that looks like a number two pencil. That's really, really cool. She made a 102-inch scarf that's like skinny. So you like wrap it around a bunch of times. She made this goose. Well, she actually made two geese. One of them I think sold, but the other one is like so cute, little stuffy. And if it doesn't sell, I'm probably going to buy it. Madison's stuff is really cool. She made a, I don't think it was a scarf. I think it's like a vest. Maybe it is a scarf. I'm unsure. That is raven wings. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, somebody who worships the Morgon needs this. Like, it's so cool. So, yeah, I've been sharing her stuff as much as I can in my stories because she's a really small business. And I think she's making really cool stuff. She is an amazing person.
She's so sweet.
Her daughter's amazing and her husband's amazing. And I just think that people need to go buy her stuff. our listener submission is Coveted Crafted Goods. The person who submitted it, who I'm not going to say who it is, okay? Because I feel like they want this to be a surprise. And if I'm wrong, I don't know, shoot me with a gun. Kill me immediately. But the owner of the shop is named Kate. They make jewelry. And the Pride line sales benefit the Trevor Project. So
love that.
Love that. 12 out of 10.
Yeah. I like the snake earrings that they have. Like, they're very cute. They're like the resin.
It's all just really cute stuff. So
it is.
Can we get a hell yeah, brother?
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
As a reminder, if you got somebody that you think the community needs to learn about, give us a shout. Well, thank you all so much for joining us today. We hope to see you again on November 14th for our next Coffee Talk episode. Or not November 14th, because I know how to update the calendar. I thought I did that. Anyway, November 21st for the 19th episode of season 6. You can keep an eye out on our social media or head to our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, to find out more information and see what we're up to. And don't forget to join us in the library tier or up on November 29th for Gabby Hurstig's class on sex magic.
Yeah.
And additionally, our Patreon Magical Beginnings offers our special 25-minute part two episode, a huge library of articles about witchcraft, a Discord community full of fun events and discussions, and we even have tiers that offer one-on-one conversations with Robin and myself. Maybe you want to learn more about magic. Maybe you would rather just receive a little small tarot reading from us. It is up to you if you are on that tier.
Yes. And also, I do want to say, it's very off topic, but it is on topic. I have been asked a few times if I'm going to be keeping the spirit readings in my shop. The answer is yes. If you want a spirit reading, DM me or buy one and we'll chat. So again, oh no, this is you. No, please. If you love our sexy, sensual, oh, chef's kiss voices. We're a mess today. Hello?
Me? Me? Speak for yourself.
I'm not a mess. I honestly feel like your cop energy has really thrown me off today. And I'm like, I'm a little scared. I'm afraid for my life.
My God.
And that's why you should take a moment to review us on whatever streaming service that you are turning it from, such as Apple Podcasts or Spotify. She's in my walls and she has a hammer. We love reading your reviews, and rating us with 5 stars, but really rating us at all helps us to be seen by others. Thank you for everyone who already has and everyone who will in the future. We appreciate you. Please send help. Maria wants me dead.
Imagine me recording this in your walls. And I'm
oh my God,
like,
could you
right
imagine?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
This is Coffee and Cauldrons
with Robin from Out of Tired Witch Everywhere.
And I'm Maria from Magic with Maria Everywhere.
Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
One, two,
three.
Bye, witches.
I'm looking at the boys.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.